This is infielder Tommy Joseph, and you're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
11:18 p.m. here in the Lehigh Valley. Game 2 is in the books. Game 2 did not go as well for the Iron Pigs as Game 1 did. Pigs dropped the second game of a doubleheader 9-0, but it wasn't all doom and gloom for the Pigs. They improved their record in doubleheader games to 14-4. They gain a game in the standings over the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, and they get a split of a doubleheader. Not too shabby. Game 2, specifically the 6th inning, one to forget for the Iron Pigs, though. It was a game in which the Pigs were in it right up until that 6th inning, but Rochester, they were too good of a team to be kept down after that wonderful pitching performance by the Pigs in their bullpen in Game 1. You knew the Red Wings bats were going to have something to say about it, and they certainly did in this one. In the top of the 1st inning, Zach Granite, who is he's a wonderful hitter. He's just a tremendous ball player, but boy, is he pesky. He is always getting hits against the Iron Pigs, and he started this game off with a base hit. He would reach third base after a Matt Haig base hit with two outs, but Byung-ho Park would ground out to end the top of the 1st. In the bottom of the 1st, J.P. Crawford had himself a one-out double, but Alfaro and Cousins struck out back-to-back to end the 1st inning. So we head to the top of the 2nd inning. And in the top of the 2nd inning, Tommy Field popped up, and then J.P. Crawford flashed some leather with J.B. Shuck at the plate.
Sitting with the overhead wind, a 2-1 on the way to the lefty. Shuck, who swings, a little flare behind 2nd. Crawford goes back, Crawford dive. Crawford makes the catch like Superman! Diving back, belly flopping into shallow right center and holding on.
It was very Superman-esque, a really great catch. If they have it up on the Pigs website, I suggest watching it. It could have been a SportsCenter top 10 play as well for Mr. Crawford. Benji Gonzalez would then end the inning by grounding out to Scott Kingery, and that would end the top of the 2nd inning. So we move to the bottom of the 2nd inning. Reese Hoskins and Andrew Pullen both grounded out to third base. Pedro Florimon would get a base hit, but Logan Moore would ground out to end the 2nd inning. Top of the 3rd inning, Mitch Garver got a 2-out single, but Ire Adrianza would ground out to Reese Hoskins to end the top of the 3rd inning. Bottom of the 3rd, Hector Gomez had a leadoff base hit, but Scott Kingery walked, and then J.P. Crawford grounded into a double play.
Holiday, Hicks, Castro. This pitch is swung on and grounded out at 2nd. It might be 2. Field has it. He'll flip to 2nd for 1 and back to 1st to get Crawford by a half step. It goes 4-6-3 as he grounds into the inning-ending double play.
But the Pigs would return the favor in the top of the 4th inning after Byung-ho Park one-out single, Tommy Field would knock into a top of the 4th inning double play.
The 1-1 swung on, slapped on the ground at 3rd. Gomez feels the short hop. It goes to 2nd for 1 and back to 1st for the round the horn double play.
That should tell you what kind of game 2 was. A lot of double plays, and those were the highlights for the most part. Pigs did nothing. They got a leadoff walk in the bottom of the 3rd. Another Alfaro walk, but they couldn't get anything going in that. So we head to the top of the 5th inning, and the Red Wings would get on the board 1st. And it would begin with J.B. Shuck reaching. Benji Gonzalez would fly out, and Angel Villalma would ground out, but Zach Granite would walk, and Mitch Garver would give the Wings a lead.
At 3rd, here's the pitch. This is swung on, slapped to center field. It falls in, a base hit. The Red Wings take a 1-0 lead on the 2-out single from Garver.
It was an unearned run because Shuck reached on an E9, but it led to the run, and the Pigs found themselves trailing to end the top of the 5th inning. In the bottom of the 5th, though, the Pigs made a point to rally in this one. Pedro Florimon singled. He had 3 hits in this one. Logan Moore flew out, but Hector Gomez doubled, and that brought Scott Kingery up, but he popped up, and then J.P. Crawford came up to the plate.
Now the 1-2 to Crawford, and the pitch swung on, drilled in the air, center field, Granite racing back, still going back, gets there in front of the track to make the play. He covers so much ground, and ended up making a fairly easy play for him as the inning ends.
Well, that's the turning point of the game, because as we move ahead to the 6th inning, well, things did not go well for the Iron Pigs in the 6th inning. Not well at all. And in this one, I actually even forgot where they batted way around in this inning, and I actually forgot where the inning actually started. I do believe it began with Matt Haig grounding out to first base. But then Byung-ho Park got hit by a pitch, Tommy Field singled, and then J.B. Shuck made it two.
Thompson checks the pinch runner. That's Goodrum, and the pitch is swung on a line, base hit left field. Hit so hard, they're going to send the runner and test the arm of Pullen, and he fumbles the ball. Didn't pick it up cleanly, throws to second, and that's not in time. A run is in, and then runners go to second and third. It'll be an RBI single, then an E7, and it's 2-0 Red Wings.
Well, it's possible had Pullen fielded it cleanly in the outfield, things might have gone a little bit differently in this one. But following a Benji Gonzalez strikeout, Angel Vilma got another big hit.
2-0. We're in the sixth inning. Runner is lead. Pitch is swung on line. Base hit. It's going to mean a couple of runs. One run is in infield. Shuck scores. The throw's cut off. They've got the runner Vilma caught between first and second. The throw goes to Crawford. Crawford then lunges and tags out the runner. But they're going to call interference.
Interference was called, and the runner remained on first base, or might have been remaining on second base, actually, the way he was safe. And following Angel Vilma, Zach Granite, yes, that Zach Granite, came to the plate.
Now the 1-1 swung on a drill down the right field line. Farage trouble. It is a fair ball, and Granite has poked another, and he can run. He's to second. He's thinking three. He's got his head down. He's motoring. He's there without a throw, standing on a two-out RBI triple.
Mitch Garver would walk. Ire Adrianza would then walk. And then Matt Haig, for the second time in the inning, would come up to play.
Things to work, six outs to work with, but the pitcher is swung on a drill to left field. It's going to fall in, a base hit. A run is in, 6-0. They're going to wave home a second runner. Granite scores to make it a 7-0 game on a two-run double by Haig. The sixth two-out run in the inning, and it's now 7-0 Red Wing.
Things didn't get any easier when Nico Goodrum came up to the plate next.
Nothing in two. Pitches swung on a ground ball towards the middle. Backhanded by Kingery. Throws off balance. Not in time, and it gets away from Hoskins. One run was going to score anyway. That's Adrianza. Haig, as the ball got past Hoskins, will score. It'll be probably an infield single and an error on Kingery. Two come in. Now it is 8. Make it 9-0, an 8-run inning.
Well, finally, that was when it would all end, mercifully for the Iron Pigs, as Tommy Field would fly out to end the top of the sixth inning. Pigs went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth. In the top of the seventh inning, there was a two-out walk to Angel Vilma, but nothing else doing. And then the Pigs would go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. They would get a base hit, but Logan Moore would knock into a double play to end the ballgame.
Now the pitcher is swung on, hit to second, could be a game-ending double play. Field up with it, to second for one, on to first, a double play. And Melitakis on the first pitch to Moore gets the inning-ending 4-6-3.
And that was that for Game 2 of the series. The Pigs split a doubleheader with the Rochester Red Wings. For the Red Wings, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. For the Pigs, no runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. Not a pretty second game for the Iron Pigs, but they'll have one to hang their hat on today. For the Red Wings, they were 6-for-11 with runners in scoring position, 7 left on base. For the Piggies, 0-for-4, they left 5 on base. DJ Baxendale gets 3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts, and no decision. Michael Tonkin, the winning pitcher, 3-2 with the win, 1 1/3, 2 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Jake Reed, a hold, 1 2/3 innings, he has 1 strikeout. And Mason Melitakis won an inning with 1 hit. Jake Thompson takes the loss in this one, despite pitching really well right up until the 6th inning when he just ran out of gas. 5 2/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Mark Peterson then pitched 1 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 2 walks. Time in the game for this one, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Attendance, 9,491 out at Coca-Cola Park. Once again, the final score, Rochester 9, Pigs 0. These two teams split a doubleheader.